UW System President Kevin Riley and 14 UW Chancellors signed the document. It acknowledges a series of incidents on or around UW campuses which involved acts of violence, vandalism, or bullying against students and employees. Cases include 10 UW Stout hockey players being disciplined following the death of a fellow student, the physical assaults of gay students and their supporters at the UW Whitewater, and 24 reports of hate crimes against African Americans at the UW Platteville. UW System spokesman David Giroux says it's not clear if this indicates a rise in hate crimes or just more attention being given to them. However,
it's not about one incident, and it's not about one kind of bullying or violence, intimidation or assault. It's about all of it and what it means for our society. As a university, we are uniquely affected by these kinds of issues because we're trying very hard to create a welcoming, safe environment where learning and discovery can occur.
Giroux adds the official call for civility isn't about trying to limit free speech or expression on campus.
To the contrary, I think our chancellors and our president are together inviting everyone to stand up and speak out about their opinions, about their desire for more acceptance, more tolerance, more civility, and to speak up with respect for each other.
One of those opportunities is coming up at the UW Oshkosh, where a conference called Civility in Everyday Life is scheduled for February. But Giroux says he hopes students and faculty have their own discussions about creating a better climate for a diverse student body. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.